darkness around you when you're far from home. Be courageous and brave, and in my heart you'll always stay forever young.
Well, this is Robin Gunn, maybe Robin Laryngitis Gunn is what I'm going to go by. Don't feel sick, but my voice is going. So I guess after 6.5 years of doing this, my voice decided to take a holiday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I kind of sound like a dude. Hey, the dude looks like a lady. Who is that? That's a little Aerosmith. Okay. Well, let me tell you who I have. This is one of my favorite shows I get to do every year because we also get to do a live remote from Santa's Market. Yay!
Good morning!
Yes, so Santa's Market, we've got three people besides one of the founders here in the studio today. Before we get started, I'm just going to let you know you can pick up the new issue, which is our 31st year with the Oklahoma Senior Journal. It's at 650 locations. So go to okseniorjournal.com. That's okseniorjournal.com. And you'll be able to see where you can pick up a magazine. You can also go online to see every single page virtually.
Page 50.
Thank you. That's right. I was just going to say that. And Santa's Market has a story about Santa's Market, which is super interesting. Please go to page 50 when you go online or pick one up live. The Santa's Market this year is the 14th annual craft show Friday and Saturday, December the 1st and 2nd from 9 to 4 at the Great State Fair of Oklahoma in the Pavilion Building. All proceeds benefiting the Alzheimer's Association. This is Joan, real quick before I give your bio. Have you always involved the Alzheimer's Association in your 14th?
The first 2 years, we were very tiny. We had like 17 little tables. I mean, it wasn't even, we laugh now. And then by the time we got to the third year, we decided, okay, if we're going to do this, this is a lot of work. And actually, Molly was the one who said, well, we should do it for a charity. And since Alzheimer's is very near and dear to us, we picked the Alzheimer's Association.
That's great.
So the first year was 2012.
I know you and I both have been touched by it, your husband and my daddy. And when you mentioned Molly, is that Molly Nye?
Molly Nye.
Okay, and yeah. She's your co-founder along with you and
yes,
your daughter.
And my daughter, Megan Nye.
All right, well, let me tell you a little bit about Joan first. Joan Clark is one of the founders, like we had mentioned, in the Santa Market Craft Show, benefiting the Alzheimer's Association of Oklahoma. She has worked for 14 years, and I'm going to say she's worked very hard for 14 years on this amazing show, and it is amazing. I mean, starting from 17 tables to how many do you have now?
190 vendors.
190.
Taking up 310 10x10 spaces.
Taking up 310x10 spaces. So you all are in the Pavilion Building.
Right.
Okay, great. It's a family event in memory of her husband. What's your husband's name?
Russell.
Russell.
Russ.
And I'm pretty sure his last name is Clark.
Yeah.
Okay. So I took that one out of the hat. And he passed away in 2007 from Alzheimer's. My daddy was just about 4 years ago, but 13 years with it. And it affects probably around 16 people besides just the person that's going through it.
The caregivers.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. And Oklahoma, we have about somebody just recently, I went to a caregiver conference and it was over 300,000 family caregivers in the state of Oklahoma alone.
Just Oklahoma.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
That's staggering.
It is.
It really.
And it's going to, they said it's only going to go up. Anyway, this is so great that that's what you have picked because it touches you personally and it's helping those in your future. So I also have for the first time on our show is Cindy Manning. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. You are a Cincy consultant for the last 15 years. Wow. How long has Cincy been around?
20 years. Next July. It'll be our 20th.
20 years next mm-hmm. July. Can you just kind of give people a summary of what Cincy is?
Well, Cincy started out as Warmers and Wax to as a way to fragrance your home safely. Mm-hmm. And we have grown into fragrance for every part of your life, to laundry, on the go, your vehicle, diffusers. Mm-hmm. So anything you need, any part of your life you want to smell great, Cincy has it for you.
Okay, that's beautiful. So we're going to take a break now, but I'm going to come back. I've got some more for Cindy, and then I have another person to introduce you to. So we are here on my birthday, November the 11th, not going to tell you what year, the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which all day long stands for the Oklahoma Senior Journal. And yes, I have laryngitis. This is Robin Gunn. We'll be right back with the Santa Market Craft Show. It is December the 1st and 2nd, but we'll be back with a lot more on that.
Are you or someone you know raising your grandchild or grandchildren? If so, Sunbeam Family Services is here to help. Contact us today to learn more about free support groups for grandparents who are raising their grandchildren. This includes free childcare and meals, resource connection, and specialized services to help families navigate through difficult situations. Support groups are confidential and pre-registration is required to attend. Sunbeam's monthly support groups are available online and in person. Locations include El Reno, Guthrie, Oklahoma City, and more. Sunbeam also offers compassionate mental health services for you and your family online and at two locations in Oklahoma City. For more information, visit sunbeamfamilieservices.org or call 405-528-7721. That's sunbeamfamilieservices.org or call 405-528-7721.
Hello, my name is Philip, and I'm one of the owners of the Bradford at Mustang.
Hi, my name is Angel Myers. I'm the community manager. We are a locally owned, pet-friendly boutique residence in Mustang, Oklahoma.
Here at the Bradford, there's 82 homes. They all have backyards. Half of the properties have standalone with attached garages. We are maintenance-free, and we currently have a renovated clubhouse for events.
At the Bradford, every home has a privacy fenced backyard, and our standalone cottages have attached garages. And our community center, we have weekly events that you can enjoy.
Contact us at 405-376-2846, 405-376-2846. And you can also find us on Facebook at the Bradford Mustang, 736 West Celestial Way.
Enjoy
the Bradford
at Mustang.
My name is Phyllis, and nerve renewal has changed my life for the better. I had back surgery and ended up with drop foot, and I couldn't feel my legs and I couldn't feel my feet, and it wasn't getting any better. And after seeing an ad on TV for nerve renewal, I called them and they said that I would qualify. Since coming to Nerve Renewal, I can get around in my home by myself, sometimes not using my walker even. I don't have any pain, and I have feeling in my legs and feet, and I'm so glad I came. So if you're experiencing pain and numbness, call Nerve Renewal today.
If you're suffering from pain, burning, or numbness due to neuropathy, schedule your consultation with Nerve Renewal now. Our non-invasive treatments are covered by Medicare, VA, and most insurance companies. With four convenient locations in OKC, Norman, and Midwest City, relief is right around the corner. Call 405-674-4949. That's 405-674-4949. Or visit nerverenewalnow.com.
Hey everybody, this is Rick Hadrava, Managing Director of Scissortail Wealth Management here in Oklahoma City. Hey listen, every Monday morning, I send out a report called the Energy Stat of the Week and More. It's a weekly email that covers the energy sector. We share charts, thoughts, insights from experts, interesting things all around the world, and a whole lot of other things. If you're interested in receiving this free weekly email, just email me. That's all you have to do. Email me at Rick, R-I-C-K, at scissortailwealth.com. That's scissortail, scissortailwealth.com. And just let me know that you would like to sign up. If we do that, you'll be on our list and receive every Monday our energy stat of the week and more. Also, not confident that your current portfolio is positioned to meet your objectives or weather what might lie ahead? Give us a call. We'll give you a free, no obligation, second opinion from one of the financial advisors on our team at Scissortail Wealth Management. Simply email Madison Liley, that's Madison, M-A-D-I-S-O-N dot L-I-L-E-Y, at scissortailwealth.com. Let them know that you would like a second opinion or give us a call at 405-960-3100. That number again, 405-960-3100.
As the premier provider of in-home senior care, Our mission is to ensure a better quality of life for our clients and their families by providing dependable and affordable care. You want the very best to help your loved ones, someone you can trust. At Senior Helpers, our caregivers are not just certified in Alzheimer's, dementia, and Parkinson's care, but they can also help with light therapeutic exercise, home safety and fall prevention, transportation assistance, medication management, and even the simple things like fresh meal prep and personal care and companionship. Of course, each has also passed a thorough background check. That is, senior care, only better. Senior Helpers is not just one of the best-known in-home care providers. We are also an industry leader in the field of Alzheimer's and dementia care.
Give Lori or Tamara a call at Senior Helpers right here in Oklahoma City at 405-608-4339.
That is right. Today is your hostess with the mostest, Robin Gunn, the editor of the Oklahoma Senior Journal and the host of the show. It is my birthday today, 11-11.
Happy birthday!
Thank you, ladies.
29 years old.
29.
Oh, gosh.
What do they say? Holden? Yeah. So thank you for that, Jake, bringing us in with a little birthday tune. We were talking with Cindy Manning, Cincy consultant for 15 years. She received an associate degree in business management before deciding to become a stay-home mom to her daughter, Ashley. That's great. And so Cincy worked out perfect for that.
It did. It allowed me to stay home with her, flexible schedule, be at the schools.
Plus a great product.
Yes, a great product.
That you can stand behind. That's good. Ashley is now a senior in high school. Where does she go?
Mustang High School.
Okay. I go to Mustang quite a bit. There's a great retirement community out there that we have a bunch of these at.
Good girl.
We have a bunch of the Santa Market postcards there called the Bradford at Mustang.
Yes.
So a good friend of mine does the, she's the consultant liaison. Shout out, Angel. So, Cindy enjoys reading, hiking with her dog. What's your dog's name?
Luxa.
Luxa. Yep. That's awesome. What flavor of a dog?
She is a Weimaraner / GSP, German Short Hair Pointer. Very
active. We all knew what that stood for. And she also loves gardening. I do, too. I like to garden, but I like to write a check for it instead. But real quick, I wanted to mention to our audience out here, Cincy is a great product for your parents or grandparents if they're in a retirement community or assisted living, because they do not allow candles there. And you said you do what at some retirement communities?
Yes, I do a lot of little pop-up shows to allow the senior citizens to shop for their grandkids or also for them. A lot of products are easily available for them in their rooms and their houses.
Right. Yeah. And they're completely fireproof.
Right. There's no flame, no soot, no smoke. So if you use a warmer, if they decide to go that way, it's just a light bulb. It's like having a lamp.
Awesome. That smells good.
That smells good.
Well, we're going to move on to Miss Carly Cartmell, correct?
Yes.
Would you mind just actually reading your bio, because you are going to know it better than me. Plus, I can rest my voice a minute.
Okay. Well, first, I want to say happy birthday.
Thank you.
And on behalf of the Santa Market, thanks for having me. Us.
You're sweet.
Okay. I'm a published children's book author, and I have written and published 7 children's books.
Wow.
I will be, of course, at the Santa Market. This is my 14th year with the Santa Market.
Every year.
So she was there from the beginning.
Yep.
Yep. All of my book sales goes towards the Alzheimer's Association of Oklahoma, along with I also collect stuffed animals year-round, new and gently used, and I give them for free at the Santa Market with a donation of any form for the Alzheimer's Association.
My mother took part in that when her grandchildren were younger, and she did it couple of years.
Yes, yeah. Yes, and thank you for that. And I'm excited, and it's going to be here before we know it.
It's so true.
Oh, yes.
It's already November the 11th, the greatest day of November in the whole wide world. And shout out to our veterans out there.
Yes.
So we're going to get to some questions here. First thing I wanted to ask is, Joan, I can pose this to you. Just give us the information that's on the postcard that you may see at many different businesses out there. Because, I mean, you've got a ton of little elves handing these out.
Oh, they're everywhere. All the elves are all over the state, believe me. Yes, you need to come to the 14th annual, the Santa Market Craft Show. We have over 190 vendors. It's crazy this year. We got them hanging on the chandeliers, I'm telling you. Friday and Saturday, December 1st and 2nd, from 9 to 4 at the State Fair Park. There will be signs and banners all over out there. And all our proceeds benefits the Alzheimer's Association here in Oklahoma. This is really, really important. Last year, we were able to raise over $44,000 for Alzheimer's.
Wow.
And that brought our overall total to $265,000 we have raised. Very, very proud of us. I really am.
Isn't there something out there that says you, as an individual, have raised the most for Alzheimer's and not corporate?
Yeah, our team,
uh-huh.
The Santa Market team, has been number one for the last 2 years.
That's awesome.
And I'm not about to let it slip to number two. So
she is winning, people.
Yes. I do not like number two. Also,
most people don't.
I want to say there is free parking.
I was just going to ask
this
that.
This is a biggie. We are free to get into the Santa Market, even though it is at the State Fair Park. I think we are the one and only show there that is free to get in. And that's really, really important. We have donation jugs everywhere and hope that people will, you know, donate to the Alzheimer's Association. We have free pictures with Santa. So
I
come on, get your pictures with Santa. And
I've
that's not
it.
Just for the kids.
No,
you know,
I've
all,
done
the
it.
All the adults always get their pictures, framed
and
pictures.
Dog friendly.
And dog friendly, yes.
Oh, very good.
We give out 1,000 Santa Market shopping bags filled with goodies, including an Oklahoma Senior Journal, free in every shopping bag.
That's right.
Don't miss your chance to get your journal.
And read the Santa Market story on page 50.
Page 50, my favorite page in the whole journal. We have lots of different things. In fact, this year, we have, going in the shopping bags, Papadios Restaurant has donated, believe it or not, 1,000 coupons. And every coupon is 2 free spaghetti dinners.
There's no way.
I don't know how they're going to do this.
I don't either.
I'm dead serious. I don't know how they're going to do this, but this is their donation for this year.
Oh, awesome. I'm so glad you mentioned
God bless
that.
Them.
Yes.
I love Candace over at Papadios. She is wonderful.
2 free spaghetti dinners. And that's good food.
Yes.
Oh,
it's
yes.
not like Chef Boyardee.
Oh, no. Candace is really, really good.
Anything else you want to mention that'll be in those bags? Because you have to get there early. They go fast.
It's getting to be a point where people are lining up. They want to come to the show, but they get there early because we give out 500 bags on Friday and 500 on Saturday. And the people are actually, I mean, it's amazing. I've walked out there and seen them going through the bags to make sure that they get what everybody else's bag has. Because heaven forbid they
get
something. I mean, it's hilarious.
Yeah.
It really is. We get everything from water bottles to koozies to... One year we had a plumbing company and they donated little plumbing action figures. I think that's my all-time favorite. I really do. All the things, pens and notepads and stuff, that was my favorite.
That's great. Action figure plumber.
Okay. If you have any questions, please call me. This is Joan Clark at 405-314-1033.
One more time.
405-314-1033. You can find us on Facebook under The Santa Market, or you can go to our website, thesantamarket.org.
How long have you been a nonprofit?
4 years, I think, yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah, we are a 501c3. Any kind of donation, anything that you would like to maybe send to our auction. We have an Alzheimer's auction.
Yes.
Anybody that would like to donate to the auction, please, you know, give me a call. 24 hours a day, I'm available.
I've won, if you call it that, one two different facial things.
Oh, laser light.
Laser light.
They donated again this year. $700 value. Yep, they have donated again
this year.
They're wonderful.
Yes, they are. We're going to take another break here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour. And do you ladies know what OSJ stands for?
Oklahoma Senior Journal.
Absolutely. Here on Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9 FM. We'll be right back.
I married Joe. What a girl, what a world, what a life. Oh, I married Joe. What a mind, love is blind, what a wife.
Hello. We played that in honor of Joan Clark here, who is one of the co-founders of Santa's Market Craft Show. Again, that's December the 1st and 2nd at the Great State Fair of Oklahoma in the Pavilion Building. Proceeds benefiting the Alzheimer's Association. There's some of you out there, listeners, that remember I Married Joan, and that was the lead-in song to it.
If they do, they're old as the hill. I thought I was the only one that knows it.
I remember it, too. So
you're a young.
I was a youngster, but I remember that song. Okay, Joan, I want to ask you the types of vendors that are going to be there. And you guys do something very unique that other craft shows don't do. And I think you know what I'm talking about. Talk to us about the vendors.
We are very blessed. I'm not kidding. We have the best vendors, honestly. But we work very hard with these vendors. We try to limit every area of the show so that we don't have every booth is jewelry, every booth is clothes. It doesn't work. I did a show one time where I walked in and there was six jewelry booths in a row.
No.
Literally six booths in a row. And I will never forget that. And it's so unfair to the vendors. And the shoppers don't want that.
Right.
We have, you know, so many different ones out there. And there's lots to choose. We've had, believe it or not, over 300 new vendors apply for Santa Market. Brand new vendors apply for Santa Market this year. It's crazy. Absolutely crazy.
I love that, though.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. The variety that we have been able to come up with is amazing. I mean, we have everything from artwork to children's clothes, Bath and Body Works, handbags, jewelry, pets, a lot of pet stuff this year. Pets are very important.
Oh, baby.
Toys, Christmas, and more Christmas. Lots of Christmas. The wineries. Wineries will be there, and our alpacas will be back. We love the alpacas. Oh my gosh, they're so cute.
I think they're reindeers.
And they wear little things for their holiday attire.
Yes.
And you can take your pictures with them. They're just so cute. I love
all the woodwork that is actually done by that person.
And we try very hard to have a lot of handmade stuff. But again, it's like only so much wood, only so much toys, only so much, you know, Bath and Body Works. Mm-hmm. And the vendors love it because they sell more, and the shoppers love it because
it's not repeat.
Yeah, it's not the same stuff every booth. Mm-hmm. That makes us happy, too.
Yes.
You know, I mean, it makes for a much better show.
It does. And that's something I always brag about Santa's Market is that you guys literally go through and vet.
Oh, absolutely.
People,
they have to send in pictures of their booths so that we can see what we're looking for, because until we started doing that, it was very interesting. People would tell us what they were selling, and then they would get there. It was not what we thought we were getting.
All right.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, we had one year.
We're not going to have teaching of pole dancing, people.
We had one year. We thought we were getting these giant Christmas trees, and we were so excited because we were going to hang little Christmas balls, and I just couldn't wait. Well, when they got there, the trees were all about 6 inches high. There was about four of them. Well, it was really after that that we said, okay, now they have to send in pictures.
Maybe they were just downsizing.
No, unfortunately not.
That is funny.
We've had so many great people. Carly and Cindy have both been with us for many years.
Mm-hmm.
Carly is a lifetime member. And we have
an original.
One of our favorite vendors is Tamara Simpson from Simpson Shirt Company. Every year, Tamara, God bless her, they make us like 100, 125 shirts to sell. And every penny goes to Alzheimer's. And she designs a different one for us every year. And I actually got a sneak peek at this year.
Joan just showed it to me.
Oh, my gosh. She's so cute. It's an elephant wearing a little Santa hat.
It's adorable.
This is the type of vendors we have. Carly over here, she does all these stuffed animals, which my grandkids. I bring extra money, a whole bunch of singles, just so I can keep giving them to the kids to go to Carly's booth and get their trunk of their car going back to Texas last year was packed with stuffed animals from Carly's. It's just fun stuff like that.
You can buy stuff right then and there, like stuffed animals, and donate to the Alzheimer's Association.
At the same time.
And then they can take something home that day.
Yes. I mean, it's like no matter what you're shopping for, you're going to find it at Santa Market. I'm really serious about that.
I agree.
We're just very blessed. We have one of our board members, Janie Biggs. Janie spends all year out there selling. She sells sewing products and she sells Rita cutlery. And 10% of her sales all year goes to Alzheimer's.
Wow.
She is a double diamond sponsor for us. I mean, truly, she is amazing. And she gives with all her heart. She lost her dad to Alzheimer's. And the other thing she does is she sells these little ducks, little plastic ducks, and she sells them for like $2 a piece. And every time she comes back, she sells out of the ducks, and she does them for all different seasons.
Oh, that's so cool. It's just
fun things like that that people do that, you know, make our vendors special.
This is definitely a family affair.
Oh, absolutely. We are very blessed. You know, part of the problem with Alzheimer's is I have 4 kids and 8 grandkids, and you just don't know what the genealogy, the genetic part of it is going to happen.
True.
And so we all work on the show. The kids all come in from out of town. The grandkids love it. All the way down to the little 6-year-old. Emmy's out there saying, thank you for coming to Santa Market. Thank you for coming to Santa Market. She does. And that's in between going to Carly's booth and getting stuffed animals.
There you go.
But it is. It's fun. We're very blessed. We can always use more volunteers.
Okay, good.
Always use more volunteers.
So how
please.
Does someone, do they call you, Joan?
They can call me directly.
Okay.
Anytime, any day, 405-314-1033.
Do they get a T-shirt if they volunteer?
If you want to buy them one, you go right ahead. Yeah, we will give them.
It's all going to a great cause.
Yes, that's the whole thing.
So that's wonderful. And you'll have a blast. And then you get to shop. I buy all my Christmas stuff at
Santa's
Market.
It's shopping, shopping, and shopping.
Exactly.
You know? Just so much out there. And just, like I said, I really feel our vendors are very, very special.
I do,
they
too.
They get very involved, you know.
They're very, very nice.
I'm always asking them for things. And our vendors are really good. They will end up donating to the Alzheimer's booth. Mm-hmm. And all the money for that goes to Alzheimer's.
Mm-hmm.
The Alzheimer's auction. We have lots of items in the auction booth. And that money all goes.
And that's a silent auction.
That's a silent auction. And we have the vendors that will come up at the end of the show and hand me a check. Here, Joan. Here. This is from today. This is, you know, money I've saved. It just astounds me. One of my biggest things is I try to find out who has donated only because it's hard to write all the thank you notes.
Yes.
I spend all year writing thank you notes to people who do our show, who are involved. It would make it much easier if I knew where all this stuff was coming from. I mean, yeah, God bless our people.
Amen.
We have lots of, you know, like I said, lots of vendors. We have a number of food vendors. Mrs. C's Chocolates. Oh, my gosh. She's back. We are so happy to have her back.
I bought some salsa there.
That would have been Simply Salsa Booth.
Yes.
They have peach salsa. I love them. David and Janet with their kettle corn. God bless them and Janet.
It smells so good in there.
Oh, I know. They are so good.
Well, let's ask Cindy real quick about this. You're with Scentsy. What is the different Scentsy
with
box every month?
Okay, so every month, and it is usually seasonal. So this month, we had a hippopotamus.
Okay, and that's all we got. We're going to just leave it at hippopotamus.
Hippopotamus for Christmas.
Oh, no, we'll come back and let you know what she was talking about. This is called the cliffhanger. So we'll be right back after paying for some air real estate here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which stands for
Oklahoma Senior Journal.
That's right. Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9 FM. We're talking to Santa's Market, which will be here December the 1st and 2nd at the Great State Fair of Oklahoma. We'll be right back.
Even Santa needs help making his list and checking it twice. Come on down to the Santa Market Craft Show, December 1st and 2nd from 9 to 4 at the State Fair Park. All proceeds benefit the Alzheimer's Association of Oklahoma. Shop from over 190 vendors with the latest clothing trends, home decor, Christmas decorations, delicious goodies, homemade crafts, and so much more. Begin crossing off your list at our Alzheimer's auction and our Alzheimer's shopping booth. Free admission, free parking, free pictures with Santa, free 1,000 shopping bags filled with goodies, and lots more. For more information, visit our website, thesantamarket.org. That's thesantamarket.org. Or call me, Joan Clark, at 405-314-1030. The Santa Market Craft Show, December 1st and 2nd, 9 to 4 at the State Fair Park.
Life moves in one direction, forward. No matter what each person's circumstances are, Synergy Home Care steps in with effective, comforting, life-affirming care that moves people and their loved ones emotionally and physically forward. From personal assistance, like bathing and dressing, to companion care to fight isolation and loneliness, to support with housekeeping, errands, and transportation services. Sometimes, just a little extra help can make all the difference. If you or your loved one has recently been diagnosed with Alzheimer's or dementia, our person-centered convergence of care model brings together the best tools and resources, along with caregiver talents and specialized training, to deliver a customized memory care solution for your family. Call Synergy Home Care today at 405-254-3046. Again, that number is 405-254-3046.
Well, hello there. This is Robin Gunn, the publisher and editor of the Oklahoma Senior Journal Magazine and on-air host with Freedom 96.9, coming to you every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're so proud to be able to bring you these programs, but there's something else we're very proud about. We added an app. So the Oklahoma Senior Journal now has an app you can put right on your smartphone. And let me tell you how to do that, because it's easy. All you need to do is pull up your phone exactly like you're going to send a text. And in that to line, where you would normally put someone's name or phone number, you put these numbers, 95577. That's 95577. And it'll automatically separate and put a dash in there, and that's okay. And then down in the message part of your text, type this, all like it's one word, 50PLUS, 50PLUS, 50+. Then hit the send button, and you'll automatically get a link that will allow you to download the Oklahoma Senior Journal right on your phone. Now, how great is that? You'll be able to listen to all these radio shows. We have a find your car, like if you park your car in a location, it'll put a pin in it, it'll walk you back to your car. All of the Oklahoma Senior Journal issues are on there, videos, and a myriad of other 15 options that are available on the app. So please download the Oklahoma Senior Journal app today.
Villages OKC is a plan, not a place. The word for today is perspective. Hello, this is Marilyn Olson, Executive Director. Villages OKC members are planning ahead. We can see the future from the perspective of the past, and that gives hope. From time to time, any of us may feel vulnerable or even non-essential, but we don't get stuck there. Villages OKC members across Greater Oklahoma City encourage and lift each other, giving a balanced perspective, a time-wise perspective to life. Find out more on Facebook, Instagram, or villagesokc.org.
May good fortune be with you, may your guiding light be strong, forever young.
Hello, Robin Gunn here with Little Laryngitis. We are talking on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, and I am a platinum sponsor for the Santa's Market. We'll be out there doing a live show on December the 2nd at 9:05 on Freedom 96.9 FM, and then we do our shopping right after. So Cindy was telling us a little bit about this Whiff Box every month from Cincy.
Yes, the Cincy Whiff Box. It's just a great way to explore all the different items Cincy has. You order a Whiff Box, you don't know what you're going to get until you get it. It is a little sample of products. It's usually around $15 over its discounted products. So it's just a great way to explore all the different products Cincy has.
Wonderful. And then, Carly, you kind of had a cute story about Joan's grandchildren.
Yes, Joan's grandchildren plus some others that are vendors of the Santa Market that come every year, and their children who get the stuffed animals from me, their parents will email me or call me and tell me to come ask me to come back and get them to come back and get the stuffed animals, and of course I do, and then rehome, repurpose them for the next year.
That's right. And so you can buy them for as little as a dollar, just a donation to the Alzheimer's.
Any kind of donation, even if they don't even have money, just take it, you know.
Wow.
Because I try to reach my goal every year in donations, and last year I did meet, and it was $1,000 raised in just the stuffed animals,
just
people and donations for stuffed animals.
You made my eyes widen.
And I had to write a book about it because, you know, everyone has a memory or still do with a stuffed animal.
That's true. Very true. On your books, are those going to be available at Santa's Market to purchase?
Yes, ma'am.
Good. Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
Yes.
Okay, Joan, I'm seeing you write something down. What do you want to mention?
Okay. I wanted to bring up again about the Alzheimer's auction.
Mm.
It's really important for us because, again, all the money from that auction goes to Alzheimer's here in Oklahoma.
Right.
And we are, I'll tell you what, it's been amazing this year. Remington Park donated a suite. Unbelievable. They were with us a couple years ago, and then COVID hit, and we took kind of a hit like everybody else.
Yeah.
But they are back on board with us again this year.
I did that it one is, year for my birthday. It was a blast.
Well, you can have 20 people come with you and do dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Is that not amazing?
Yeah, it's catered, and it's wonderful.
It's catered. It's 20 people or full dinner. Free parking.
Mm, adult beverages.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it was. That's an amazing gift. I mentioned Laser Light donated again this year. God bless them. They help us out every year. Eskimo Joe's. We just picked up a basket from Eskimo Joe's. We have a Brent Venables signed football again this year.
Oh, you do?
Oh, yes, we do. And that's always a big hit.
Yes.
Big hit. We have Bolero Bowling. They've donated $100 gift certificates twice.
Wow.
For bowling, Twist and Shout, cheerleading group that you know is really popular where we are. Who's Taekwondo?
Okay.
They have been with us every year. God bless them again. You know, it's been really interesting. The people that I'll call, and absolutely, Joan, absolutely. They don't even hesitate. This has been really interesting for me this year. Bridget, my one granddaughter, has been out there calling and trying to get donations for the auction.
Mm.
So she's gotten a thing from Don Evans Glass for a tinted glass for a car, which is, it's an expensive
gift. It is.
She got 10 gallons of iced tea donated from the TQ Water Place up there, which I guess is
a new big thing. Yeah.
So that will be going to the volunteer room and the hospitality room. She got a golf thing for 4 people. With golf courts. I mean, it's been amazing. Yeah, she really has been out there working.
How old is Bridget?
She's 19. She's a freshman at OSU. So a lot of this stuff came in from...
Go Pokes.
Go Pokes. A lot of this came in from there. Just lots. If anybody has anything that you would like to donate, and it doesn't have to be an item, it can be just a gift certificate, a service that you offer, we would be most grateful. Believe me.
Right.
And you will get lots of advertising out of it.
Right.
That's really important because, well, last year we had over 5,300 people walk through that were customers, just the customers. All the auction items are up there, and people have to see all these.
That's right.
Plus, you stay up as a sponsor on our page, on the Facebook page, the Santa Market, from now until May, and then we take it down and start the whole thing all over again for the next year. So you do get lots of advertising. We mention you from the stage, you know, come on up, bid on this, bid on that. Just lots of things that
Plus, it goes to a great cause, which is the Alzheimer's Association.
That's another way you can advertise. If you sponsor, if you do any kind of a sponsorship for us, you get a banner hung, you can have a yard sign hung, you can have a Christmas tree on the stage, just totally for you. You can advertise in the shopping bags. Mm-hmm. We give out the 1,000 shopping bags, and for a $100 donation to Alzheimer's, you can advertise in all 1,000 shopping bags.
Right.
The other thing we're doing this year, when you come in, we are going to have a big screen TV, and for $25, which is as cheap as you're going to get anywhere, you can advertise your business on the TV. We're very excited about that. That's going to be fun. And the other thing we're going to
count me in on that.
Okay, will do. Absolutely. The other thing we're going to do, we have a video, a circle video, the 360 videos that everybody, for a donation. That's all you have to do. Just make any kind of donation to Alzheimer's, and you can record a video with your friends and post it.
I use that
to
at a
link
party
on
once.
And you can post it on a link to your cell phones.
Okay, wonderful. Yeah.
Lots of things happening.
Lots of things here at the Santa's Market. We're going to be right back, and we're going to give you all the information about Santa's Market again, how you can get a hold of them here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which stands for
Oklahoma Senior Journal.
Thank you, ladies. You're helping me save my voice. Freedom 96.9 FM. We'll be right back. Hello, this is Robin Gunn, your hostess with every kind of mostess we can think of here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which stands for
Oklahoma Senior Journal.
Y'all can put music to that. Okay, Joan, wrap us up with all the information we need to know about going to the Santa's Market this year.
Okay, yeah, I would like to invite everybody to come and see us. And first of all, I really want to thank Robin for letting us all be here today. We just love Robin.
Yes.
And we love Jake.
Happy
love
Jake. Jake the producer.
Yay. Yeah, we do. We really do. We are so blessed to have you guys in our lives, in Santa Market. They've been with us now for many years. Many years, literally. And, you know, that's kind of what happens with Santa Market. We suck you in.
We
get you involved. But, you know, it's hard not to have feelings for this show. You know, this is, all the money goes to Alzheimer's. Like, this is, it cost us personally money to put on this show.
Absolutely.
And we do all this for our family. I know for us, it's a personal thing where we do this as a positive response to a horrific disease.
There you go.
You know, it really, that's pretty much the crux of the whole thing. It helps us personally. It helps hopefully many people with the donations going for research and the caregivers. And it's something that we do. Come and see us, the 14th annual, the Santa Market Craft Show, 190 plus vendors, Friday and Saturday, December 1st and 2nd from 9 to 4 at the State Fair Park. We are in the Pavilion Building, and there will be banners around. You'll see us. Benefiting Alzheimer's, come. Free parking, free admission. I got to tell that again, free admission.
And free photos with?
And free photos with Santa, and free shopping bags. And if you have any questions, just call me, 405-314-1033.
One more tip.
405-314-1033. Our website is thesantamarket.org. You can get lots of info.
Thesantamarket.org. Make sure you put the in front of it.
And if you want to be on Facebook, lots of pictures, lots of info on Facebook, The Santa Market.
Beautiful. Would Cindy or Carla like to say something?
I would like to say thank you, Joan, for letting me be part of the show. You know what it means to me and my family, how it has affected us. Thank you.
Oh, we love you guys. We really do.
Well, I'd like to say thank you, Joan, Megan, Molly, and the Santa Market for these last 14 years. And you talked about being a family, and they just not here during this season, but have always, even throughout the year, helped me through several things. So they're my family, too. And
I love
thank
it.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you guys. We are going to break away, and next week we've got an attorney talking about estate planning next Saturday. You've been listening to us on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour as your hostess with the laryngitis. The Santa's Market, Friday and Saturday, December 1st and 2nd from 9 to 4 at the Great State Fair of Oklahoma Pavilion Building. Make sure you are there. And we're doing a live remote from 9.05 to 10. You're listening to us on Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9 FM. We'll see you next week.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.